Okay, welcome everybody for the limud of the Bein HaSmesterim's man, whatever you want to call it. I always try to do a topic that is interesting, but not always the topics that people spend so much time on. Tachnun is something that everyone has what to say about, even though they never learned Hilchos Tachnun. So
they never say it either.
So it's an interesting topic. It's an interesting limud, and it's a limud that most people never get to do, because at least be in. And everyone, you grow up in shuls, that's always a thing. Tachanun, yes, tachanun, not tachanun. The bris milah,
the next night,
how does it work? With the chasen, with the bris milah, with the this. And, let's see everybody. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, the shiur will be at 11 o'clock, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. 11 to 12 usually is the time. I put up the signs, and then I realized I didn't write what time it is. So I went to every sign, and I wrote 11 a.m. I didn't think I have to bother to put up when it ends, because that you'll find out when you come here. But you at least need to know when it starts. Okay? So... we'll have to discuss Wednesday with the Siyum HaShas. It might not work this year. So, it starts at 1, but people have explained to me that it's a whole mahalach to go early and get security and the whole ganze geschäft. We have the packets. Also, I give out these things, because I don't want the packets to be strewn all over the place. So for the cleanliness of the yeshiva and your own seder hadvarim, I give you this. And if you need more, I'll give you another one, and etc. And I'm going to pass around this paper so you can write your name and your cell phone so I know where everyone is if I need to contact you. And it's always a big schus to have it, to have a limud, during this time, limud that we wouldn't necessarily have done otherwise. And those that are in my shiur in the past, we know we start a new limud, a new zman, we start with the niggun. So we'll start with the niggun, and then we'll go right into the limud. Avinu chav harachamam
Lishma, Lilwa.
Okay. The first topic that we're going to talk about in Yoni Nefilas Apayim is Be'inyan Hefseg Be'Shmon Esrel in Nefilas Apayim. In other words, there is a din, and we have to figure out exactly the gedorim of this din, is that one is not allowed to be mafsik between Shmon Esrei and Tachnon. So sometimes this comes out, you finish Shmon Esrei before everyone else, so there's still Shmon Esrei, and then your neighbor also finished, maybe you have a little shmooze with him till they start Chazar Zashatz. Or sometimes, you know, you want to either catch up on davening that you skipped because you came late, and you have to leave early. So you want to already start saying, things from, Ashrei Valutzion or something like that. So are you allowed to, do these things and hence cause a hefsek between Shmon Esrei and Tachanun? Or is there an inyan that there shouldn't be any hefsek in terms of talking and things like that between Shmon Esrei and Tachanun? So there is a sugya in Bav Metzia. It's a famous sugya, not so much because of the Tachanun aspect of the sugya, but it's the famous sugya of the Toner Shel Achnoi. That the Gemara says, Tan Hasab Chotcho Chalios. In other words, we know that if you have a Kli Cheres, so a Kli Cheres is pottery, and it's made out of the adama, and then you put it in a kiln, and you make a kli cheres. So Rashi says, "Chatu chalios tana ha'osoy chulios mitzarfu bekivshon kider kli cheres." The chakatziv ha'chulios v'nosan chol bechuliu chuliu. In other words, say you're making this tanor, and the tanor is from clay that you put in the oven. But then between each layer of clay, this sand that you put between the two, which you didn't put in an oven, but you get it to stick nonetheless and put it together. So the question is that tanur, do we say that's a kli cheres because it has all these rungs that are made of adama with the kifshon? What do we say? But the lemaisa, the between each rung, the sand was not put in the kifshon, so therefore it shouldn't have a din of kli cheres. And without the sand, it won't be a kli, it won't be able to be gelled together. So, Reb Lezer says that's not a kli cheres. Rashi says, Eizu kli cheres al binyan ke'en kli. It's kli adama. Shein mekabel tuma. Because if you have a kli adama, you didn't put it into the kiln, so it's just a kli adama. A kli adama is not mekabel tuma. Kli cheres means that you put it into the kifshon, and it's you made a kli. So the emes is matar v'chachomim mitamin, and they say no. As long as the asli basa chulios, as long as the chulios are put into the kifshon, even though the chol was not, it's going to be a kli cheres, and it's going to be the tami. Okay, so that's the discussion on page 2. Zehu tanur shel achnoi. This is the tanur shel achnoi. Mayachnayam Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, shekifu advarim b'keach nazu b'timu. So they ask kashas, like a snake going around the inyan, and they were metamik. Tanav also Yom Heshi Reb Lezer called Shuv Shab Olam Velo Kiblu, and Reb Lezer apparently answered all the questions, but they didn't accept what he had to say. Amale in Halach Kemosi Chorv Zeyochiach. If I'm right, the Chorv tree should prove it, and it should be uprooted. All these things, the water should take back course, etc. Kosle Beis HaMedrash Yochichu, and the Kosle Beis HaMedrash started shaking, and the Garbahem Rabbi Yeshua Mulhem in Talmidei Chachamim Natzchem Zeh Zeh B'Halachim Atom Mat Tivchem Lul Noflu מפני כבוד השול בשור, ולא זוק ומפני כבוד השול בעוז, ועדיין מתם ועומדים חוזר ואומר להם, ממלוך ומוסי, מן השמיים יוכיחו. יוצא בסקו ואומר לכם, אצל רב לזר שהלוך כמוסו, בכל מקום. What are you chapping with רב לזר? הלוך כמוסו. אומר רב שור, רב לב, אומר לא בשמיים היא. Right, this is the famous, this is what made this sugya famous, about לא בשמיים היא. And in Ashmash, you can be Baskol, etc. And the Torah says, Achrei Rabbi Mahatos. And Achrei Rabbi Nosson, made contact with Eliyahu and Ovi. Amalai Maika, Ovi Kutchabrihu, Reishaita. What is Hashem doing now? He's smiling. Kachayich. Omer, it's Chuni Banai, it's Chuni Banai. In other words, even though in Shemayim, maybe it's like Rabbi Lezer, but we follow what the Beis Din Shalmata paskens. So he has a lot of nachas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzchuni banai. So if you call, and so Amr also Yom, have you called a Tara Shati Rabbi Lezer? So all the Taras, because Rabbi Lezer paskens, the Tanner can't become Tummy. Right? It's not a Klicheris. So anything that came in contact was tar, and there was a lot of things of taras that he paskin that were tar. So that day when they flipped the halacha against Rabbi Lezer, so they took all the taras and they burnt it. They nimnu olav, and they made a vote ubarchu. You know, it's a euphemism. They put him in Cherim, they cursed him, whatever, put him in Cherim. You know, like we have it in Yiddish. You give somebody a Misha Beirach, means, doesn't mean what it's, but it means the opposite. You give somebody a Misha Beirach. So Amru Mielek Yodilo. So who's going to tell Rabbi Lezer that he's basically in Cherim? Amru Lehem Rabbi Akiva Ani Eilech. He says, "I'm going to go. I'll be the bearer of the. I'll tell him because Shemi Yevach Adam She'enu Hogan V'Yodiyu V'Nimtza Machri V'Schol Olam Kulo. Because maybe someone else will do it, and then Rabbi Lezer will get mad, and then he'll machri the world. So Ba'aser Rabbi Chiva Lavas Shcharim and Satev Shcharim. So he wore dark clothing." Yashav Lefana Berichu Dalaran. He wouldn't even go into the four Amos of Rabbi Lezer. Amalar Lezer Akiva. My Yomi Yomayim. Why are you coming here? What's going on? He says it seems that your colleagues are staying away from you, meaning that you're in Nidoyim Cherim. Afu Kara Begadav Cholot Menolav Nishmav Yashav Al Gabe Akarka. So he got very, he tore his clothing, Rabbi Lezer, and he sat on the floor. Like Rabbi Shecht always says that, when you're in Cherem, you're sitting on veils for yourself, so to speak. Zal the way of the most, Laka Olam Shlish Bezesim, Shlish Bechitim, Shlish Besorim, and there was, a plague in the world that caused the crops to. So it was a very, traumatic situation. Tana, oh, here, take packets. Tana, ach, godol haya, also yom shakolam nosam bo enum. It was a nisraf. Avuguli yom sfin of omad nachshol retovo, omar kamduli she'inza el b'shvil was of a hurkinus. And he says, and that day, anything that Rabbi Lezer put his eyes on got burnt. Even Rabbi Gamliel was with a sfina, and then there was a big wave that almost drowned him. So, he took it very seriously. His reaction to what was going on. So So he says, Rabbi Kiva says to, well, to Rabbi Lazar, I'm not doing it for my, my covet. We don't want to have machlokas b'Yisrael, so we have to have a clear psak. Nachayam mizafo. So then, the ocean calmed down. Gamliel said, I'm not doing it for my covenant. So then the Gemara says like this, Ima Shalom Devisu de Rabbeleza. So there was this woman, Ima Shalom, that was her name, as she says. She was the wife of Rabbeleza. Oh. You got up to the point where we're up to. Achte, she's the sister of Rabbi Gamliel, Havai. So after that whole thing, she wouldn't let her, literally means she wouldn't let her husband say Tachanun. She wouldn't let her husband say Tachanun. Who? Why? Because if you say Tachanun, that would make his tefillah so potent. And they were afraid that Rav Lezer was reacting in such a way that they put him in cherem, that who knows what could happen. So they wanted to mitigate the potency of his tefillah. And therefore she wouldn't let him say tachanun, because tachanun strengthens your tefillah. So who yom reish yakah havam ha'ich livlo ben molo l'chaser. He says that day was Rosh Chodesh. And the Surah Rashi says she thought that it was a Chodesh Chaser. V'lo yipol b'yom haChodesh alponov hayamolei v'lo nikbad yom shloshim v'lo nitarbo b'yom. In other words, she got it wrong. Which day was Rosh Chodesh? She thought it was a molei. It was really a chaser, whatever. So she didn't deflect him that day because she thought it was Rosh Chodesh. She's not going to say tachanun anyway. Yigad amrei osa anya v'kab. Or what happened was somebody came to the door and knocked on the door and he had to give him tzedakah, so she was deflected, and then he said tachanun then. And then they heard that Rabbi Gamliel died, because he was able to say tachanun either because she thought it was Rosh Chodesh that day, the wife, so she didn't stop him from saying, or because an ani came to the door and she went to give the ani something, and then she, in the meantime, he said tachanun. And then his tefillah was so strong that Rabbi Gamliel died. So you see, kach mukublani beis avi abba kol hasharim olim chutz mishari ona. That if you cause somebody tsar, how much in shamayim that could affect? Okay, we can give a whole nusashmuz on that and the whole thing on that, but we're not going there now. But, so this is the sugya. So it's famous, the sugya, because of the Tanur Shel Achnai, Lo B'Shamayim. But Rabbi Lezer was put in Cherem, he thought he was right, that he passed the Tanur Shel Achnai was Tahar. And therefore they put him in Cherem, and then Rabbi Lezer was so upset, and he caused this, and ultimately caused the death of Rabbi Gamliel, and the only way she was able to hold him back was that she somehow deflected his tachanun, however that means. So that's the question: what exactly did she do when she deflected his tachanun? We have a Gemara in Megillah on Chav Beis Amud Beis on page 3. Rav Yechel Abba B'tanis Kam Sifra Pasuk Baruch Pasuk Baruch Nofel Kulaya Amapay V'Rav Lo Nofel Alape. In other words, there was an idea. People used to, you know, mamish, not just what we do today, but just on our arm. They would literally prostrate themselves on the ground. Pishu Yadayim Raglayim. And Gemara says, Rav didn't do it because it was Ritzvah Shel Avonim. So you're not allowed to prostrate yourself on stones. Okay. So let's get back to the Tachanun thing. What exactly... So there are different pshatim. What exactly did his wife do? You know, the wife Rav Loza's wife who stopped him from saying Tachanun. So the Ritva on page 4 says L'shafkiz le'in l'meipel ha'ape T'miyam milse heich efshar shelo tozuz mimenu kol hayom. He says, I don't understand. She stayed by him the whole day? You know, so he shouldn't say Tachanun? How does that work? Most wives are not able to stay with their husbands the whole day, especially to prevent them from saying Tachanun.
He wasn't
down in the tzibur. He was prepared. Yeah. So he says, Mikan maybe Rai Rabbeinu. Mikan maybe Rai Rabbeinu. She also lahafsik besicha with varmachem she'enem shol tefila bein tefila and tefila sapayim. So there was. All you have to do is mafsik him. In other words, if he would take Tachanun later on, it was no big deal. All she made sure was that he was mafsik. And once he was mafsik, then the potency of his Tachanun, his tefillah, was lessened. And then they weren't afraid that he's going to come out and, you know, and daven that, you know, because they hurt him so much. Even though it was big rabbanim, and they were doing l'shem shamayim because they felt that, you know, Loma Shemayim, it's a tremendous thing, but we're not doing that today. We're talking about, And then the Ritva says, Hahu Yom HaReish Yarcha Hava, Mikam Nilmot She'en Noflim HaPneim B'Rosh Chodesh V'Shabbos V'Yontif, because that was the whole point, that it was Rosh Chodesh. She thought it was Rosh Chodesh, really wasn't Rosh Chodesh, but she thought it was Rosh Chodesh, therefore she felt she didn't have to look, be on guard that he to make sure he's mafsik between Shemoneh Esrei and Tachanun, and that day she thought it was Rosh Chodesh, really wasn't. So you see from here that you don't say Tachanun Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so that's the point. That's what the Ritva says. So she was mafsik him, and that was the
So does that mean that if someone was mafsik, that they should not say it anymore?
Oh, so that's good. That's also an interesting discussion. In other words, is it that you still say it, but that it doesn't have its potency, or do you not say it at all? We'll see that. Rabbi Fink.
He also says Shem Shel Tefila.
What?
He also says Shem Shel Tefila, so he sounds like saying stuff that our part of Tefila is fine. So if you want to make up stuff, catch up what you missed there.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot of people say it's such
a thing. Right. The Nusach Sfar, the Sfar, the Nusach Sfar. Right.
And Ashkenazim find what they do. They
you're going to see an unbelievable thing. There's even a shita that says that you shouldn't say Vayomer that pasuk Vayomer David El God Salimod because that's a hefsek. It's amazing. Hakadekach. Because the real Tachanun is the Tchina, Rachum, Chanun, Chatasi, whatever. But what's the Vayomer David El God doing there? So we're going to see there were some poskim that held that you shouldn't even say Ad Kedei Kach, that you shouldn't even say Vayomer David El God. You don't say? Is that Bidyakis don't say, or you particularly?
That's no, they're not so far short.
So what do you say?
Start with
Rachum, Chanun. You start with Rachum, you don't say Vayomer David El God. Yeah, because the Yom Tovid, that's interesting. Yeah.
So, right, things that aren't tefillah, so meaning all of the Kodesh Shas is not considered Hafsik.
Right. Right, We'll have to see what's, that's.
The,
yeah. Okay, right. Okay, so there's a Sefer called Soror HaChayim. And he, it's interesting, I've never used it before in my life till this preparing the shiurim, the Tzora Chaim. So it's always good to hear about this, a new sefer from a Kadmon. This is not a sefer that was written, you know, last week in Eretz Yisrael. He's a Talmud of the Rashba. Talmud of the Rashba and the Rabbeinu Peretz. So he goes back. So let's see what he says on page 6. The Shachar Amasiyam Achasiyam Tfil Yeshbo Nefil Sapayim Omer Shein Lahapsik B'divei Sicha Mein Tzim HaTfil Nefil Sapayim. Because you shouldn't talk. Revi'im Rayel Lezeh Mehu Uvda the Matziya Bishtu Shal Ablaze Lohav Ez Mancha Lei Limpim Ha'apay Vavadei Shohaisi Yadas Shas Siyam HaTfil Ha'ava Kim Lokei Mena Yada V'chim Ha'isa Zazo Kol Yomim Mena. In other words, she knew when davening was, but what she did was that she was mafsik him b'divrei sicha, b'tzim hatfila, b'tfilas apayim. In other words, the same thing what the Ritva said. There was sapshat that she hung around him the whole day, so he shouldn't say tachana. When she caused him to be mafsik, then she did her job, and then she messed. But she was afraid that her husband's tefillahs was so powerful, you know, that they caused, you know.
Such a brother would cause her brother to.
And ultimately would cause her brother the demise, which it did.
Right.
But is it just the power of having tachlon right after Shmoneh Esrei is what gives tachlon such a thing? Or if there's a hefsek, you shouldn't say tachlon at all?
No, yeah, that's what he is. So. Yeah, but he's saying, but once you have the hefsek, then it's not going to.
But mean you should, in that time, you should still say it.
Maybe you could still say it.
It's not going to give meaning.
It's not going to give the koyach of the tefillah.
So like gula the tefillah, so something
like. Right, exactly. It's like the right, exactly. So if you know that this person has this ability, and you're afraid that his tefillahs could be so, it's just an amazing thing, and you know, and that's what the Gemara says. Call her Shari Onal or Ninolo. Onal means you cause somebody pain. You cause somebody emotional pain with the way you spoke to him. Something like that. It's a Maridika thing. And in the Ra'ah, the Ra'ah has the Sefer Pekudas Halavim. It's by the Ra'ah on the several Masechtas. So he says a similar idea here on page 8. After Shmoneh Esrei, you say Tachnunim, Gedeshka Mekula Kamudim, Mavshi Barachmi. He shaitim him stab it. Leisle Dashtuye. You shouldn't talk. You shouldn't talk. Ule Ashtahuye, and you shouldn't pause. Main Tefila and Tefila Sapayim. The Kula Ki Ain Tefila Arichta. It's like a Tefila Arichta. Right, and the rise from that Gemara above Metzia. Page 9, the Sov Hazar, the Bisu de Rablozer, Chol Yomolo Shafkul, Minpol, Alape, the Isle, Mishus, and Mishu, and Mikima de Visu, Bahade Kuli Ayoma. And Vada came in the Hishad and Lenofil, Ape, Sulonofil. Avagav, the Hoshul, Habahade had Amrina. So how come it's not mentioned in the Gemara says Sholosh Smichasu? You know, Somach Gula Latvila, Somach Latvila Bracha. Three things that have to be one next to the other, like gula l'tfila, like
smicha
l'shchita, yes, smicha l'shchita, etc. So how come this is not mentioned as one of them? Because it's not something we do all the time. Rosh Chodesh, and it's also not a chova gemura tachanun. It's not a chova gemura. So since it's not a chova gemura. So the other things are chovah gemura, smicha, shchita. They have to be next to each other. Gula, tefila. It's not a chovah gemura, but it's something, you know, that obviously it can make a difference of how much your tefilas are going to be answered. Hakibuch mehedi behid vatalei devihu minei mikol mokum hecha da'asu lememra Lobay lemifsek the frishta. Okay. And the Rivash also has a tshuva on this topic. He writes, Imutra Yochel Lipol Alpan of Me'umad, right? So was, you have to sit down for Tachanun or not. Oh, you mean Stach Leishav Vederach Hatzibo She Yoshiva? What?
Standing in no fail,
right, but if you're no fail, then you're no fail, but if like we do it today, we're not really no fail.
Oh, yeah, like this.
Right.
Like against
the storm. Yeah, or even just standing and...
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, why are people sitting? Is it dafka achiv to sit? Shuvah dover zeshon l'filas apayim eino chovas atfila. Elei aminigam bimei chazal. It wasn't even a chova. It's not even a chovas atfila. It was a minig bimei chazal. That's the word Megillah. Nofel kuli alma apay, rav lo nofel alapay. In other words, as Rav didn't do it. So why? V'shalin and Hossam, he didn't do it because there was stone in front of him. And then he quotes that Gemara in Bav Metzi, Amrina, Eima Sholom, Devisu, the Rabbi Elezer, Achse, the Rabbi Gamliel, Hava Kol Yom, Lo Hava Shafkele, Le Meipal Al Ape, Vim Hoya, Mechovas Hatfila, Chas V'sholom, She Yatzadik, Ahu Nimna Mima, She Yechol, V'Babur Ishtal. See that? He says, if a real chova, chas v'sholom, shaya tzadik ahu, Reb Lezer, nimna mima sheyechova bavur ishtar. A tzadik like this, he wouldn't let his wife deflect him. He would have told his wife, he would have given her the signal. You know, or in Israel, it's, you know, giving her the signal. And he would have said it, and then he would have... But since it wasn't a chova anyway, and she drained him a cup of shtickle, so then he was mafsik. But if it had been a chova, he wouldn't have let his wife manipulate him like that. And, you know, so that's one of his rayas, that it's not really a chova. And he says the pshat is that she started conversation with him, so he should forget. So it was not necessarily like the other pshat that he got her to speak, but in other words, he started talking to her. So hopefully, you know, he'll just forget to say tachanun. But if it was a real chova, he would have said he wouldn't have. Who says uyoz zerishus uminig ba'alma? So as he says, it's rishus, it's uminig ba'alma. Lezei yesh yom shanogim mehem k'tzas mekomish v'nefilas apayim k'tzas mekomish shalom nogu. K'gon b'chanako pur. See, b'chanako pur. You see, in other words, if it was a real chova, then this business that we don't say tachanun, even on the Chanukah Purim, you know, the other days that everyone fights about. But Chanukah Purim, no one's fighting about Chanukah Purim. That everyone doesn't say Tachanun Chanukah Purim. But even Chanukah Purim, we would have said Tachanun if Tachanun would be a real chova. It said, since it's a Rishus and it's a Minug, it's a Lonogu in certain days of Simcha, certain days of things like that. She was Rav Haigon, the Yeshivas Rav Hai, Zal, Loha Yunoflim. Shemshivas of how you know for them, shemshivas of high law you know for them, right? So the Rav Hai's yeshiva, what? Yeah. Rav Hai.
That's why Rav Hai won't have a bigger minion.
Yeah. Yeah. So Rav Amram gone, how you know for them? Even on you're saying even on Chanukah Purim.
Yeah.
The yeshivas of high law you know for them. Chaim Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur v'Shabbos, saying b'shivas masu masa yugilim lipol paneya. In other words, even on Shabbos, it's a little thing of saying tachanun on Shabbos. They would say tachanun. Ubepumbedisim and not law you know hanogim came. Kol shekin zel gaon uzal. Frem beis ha'ovel b'mincha kazer of shiras yesh noflim. Ki lios hadover shos kol mokum oches min hogo v'nara nara upashtei. In other words, but it's a minug, so everyone has his minug, whatever you have. So, you know, kach kosev Rabbi Ben Yitzchak Ben Geas, Bilchoso V'Shem Rav Sar Sholom, Mephilis Apayim Rishus. So said, Yos Hadover Cain ain't Sarach Ladaktik in Efshar Me'umot. Right? It doesn't matter. You're standing, you're sitting. That's such a big deal. But Mashanogu Hatzibur Meyushav, who Lefishadar Hatzibur Mechotzilosem, Mechosem Lomer Meyushav, Shalot Riachalem. It was not to be matriach, so you sit down for davening, except for Shmon Esrei. Avaloshia kepeida b'yeshiva b'nefilas apayim. It's not a kepeida. Shere tachnunim hi, v'chol tachnunim m'um metvei odif. He says, really, maybe standing is better. Wow. Do me yudches, because the ultimate tachnunim is Shmon Esrei, and we stand for Shmon Esrei. So.
It's not called Amida for nothing.
Yeah. So that's why we don't do sin, not matriach the tzibur, etc. Okay. So ain't matrichim, but really standing is always better. Really standing is always better. There was a man in Rabbi Vorhed Stiebel, Rabbi Avram Halper. He lived on the block of the shul, 91st Street. So he had his shtender, and he always stood for the whole davening. He always stood. In fact, there was a spot in the floor in the shul where he stood, etched out of where you know his shtender for over how many years, decades. That he was there. Then unfortunately, he was nifter. And then they also redid the floor of the shul. So.
I remember that in the floor. Okay, yeah. Before Monday.
Yeah, so.
And then they spent the height of the limb. There was an imprint on the wall where he used to put his hand. Also, for so long, it was like.
Uh-huh. All right, so that's. And that's page 13, is the Beis Yosef quotes. It's interesting, he quotes it. From the Kosu Talmidei HaRashba, and that's the Tzror HaChaim, who that you shouldn't have the Hefsek. But if you look, and then he quotes the various things we saw already. But you look, take a look at the Magen in Shulchan Aruch now, on page 14. Ein ledaber bein tefila lemefilas apayim. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. But then the Magen Avraham says, "Tzarchin l'flamim afsikim b'tchinos kigon kel rachum." The tzarch lizar shal l'hafsik b'dibur miu b'simin nun aleph mash b'dein kpeida kol kach. Chen mash b'beis Yosef b'shem talmidei harashba davka shem afsik v'osek v'dabe dvar machayim maser. Aval sicha ba'alma leislam bo. So how would you understand this?
You can say
Shlosh Yisrael Midas if you want. You can say Shlosh but Dvar Machayrim meaning what? Just stam talk. Stam talk about Chayim Ashv Simchul Fardal Dachum Mishum Tazor Zashatz Yishlam Lishtok Halavachi Enisr. In other words, why is it paid not to talk for Chazar Sashatz? Why is it only as Chazar Sashatz? You just say you shouldn't talk because then you're going to be mafsik between your Shmon Esrei and Tachanun. that really Sikha Baalm is mutter. The question is, well, was a sikha, how do you mark their sikha ba'alma? That's the question. So he says sikha ba'alma is mutter. So that's why during Chazar Sashanats, you shouldn't even do sikha ba'alma. But als the hefsek, you know, sikha ba'alma is mutter. So that's the question. What is. So if you look in the Alter Rebbe, on page 17, he writes, we come on the fourth line, and we come something that has nothing to do with anything, you shouldn't. That's what he's quoting. But the Sikha Muetis is what?
Yeah, but
what is the
leather?
Was Sikha Muetis means that you spoke just a little bit, so even though it was Dvar Macherim?
Could it just be a dinner in Hesekadat that if you take your mind off it?
So those.
Sounds like it.
I mean, so if you only say chveis, two words or something like that. Say you tell the guys next to you, can you shut the window, please? You know, he's close as the window. Please shut the window. So part of that would be, even though it's nothing to do with the tefillah, really, but it's the sikha
b'wetis. Right, and then you're not masik das.
You're not masik das.
There's a difference between masik and hesach das. Two different concepts.
Right.
He says,
Takshe mafsik ve'osek v'dover dvar macherim osur havol sicha ba'al meleis lambo. Whereas it's mashma if you're speaking about some other thing but barichas, you know, you're having a whole but sicha bu'etis, and you could say because you know, Shlomo Zalman has a big yisod, but Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva where he writes that hefsek is only osur when it's a hesach hadas. He gives the following example. We know that when we make kiddush on yontif, we make shachianu, right? Yontif rishon, yontif sheni, except for shvi shel pesach. That's the only time we make kiddush that we don't make a shachianu, because it's not yontif de'as, so it's not the first day. So naturally, when anyone makes kiddush for yontif, they automatically, by rote, very often just say, you know, the niggin. And then they start saying the Shechianu. So Shlomo Zalman asks, so then how could you drink the wine? Because you were mafsik between the bar beer goffin. And so he says, but since you thought you were supposed to do it, mitzad, you know, so even though you were wrong, but you thought you were supposed to do it, so clearly you didn't have hesach hadas because you thought this is part of what you're supposed to do by kiddush. So then you don't have to; you can drink the wine, even though normally you make a bracha sanenin, and then you spoke in between. You lost the bracha; you have to repeat the bracha. But here, so it could be over here the same idea that it's just like someone was saying, it's just a sikha ba'alma. Like, please close the window. You know, it's too cold. Please close the window. So that you shouldn't do even in the middle of Chazar Sashatz. I was mistopic yesterday. I was in shul on the Lower East Side, and then somebody called me. When you call from Eretz Yisrael, I know they probably have a shiloh they want to ask, so I picked up the phone and I said Kedusha, so I figured they would figure out that I'm saying Kedusha now, that's why I'm not. But then I was mistopping, what if you go outside? In other words, the issue of speaking Chazar Shashatz, only if you're in the room, but if you're outside, maybe that's you're in a different Rishus, maybe the. It could be. We spoke afterwards, but I was just bestopping about that. But Mestoma, what he's saying over here is that Sichabal was really mutter. So, but the Chiddush is, but if you already started Chazar Shashatz, then you shouldn't even say, shut the window. Huh? Even though it's a Sichim Muetis. So it would be a mutter al Silchas Tachanun, but it would be also al.
Unless there's a Chashash Koli.
Yeah, I guess.
The fact that it's a Hashem's talking about, that's why
the Hasidim
were able to not say
Tachanun. The what?
Because it's talking
about,
is that
right, so that's part of it, right? It's talking about minhag, so they have a minhag not to say Tachanun more times than some other people. But if it would be a real strict din, then, you know, but the whole thing is Rishus, the whole thing is a minhag, so.
Well, you said even Chanukah and Purim.
Right, there are shitas that that they would say Tachanun and Chanukah and Purim also. Yeah. Okay, everyone, so another thing is to say, if everyone is a frame, you can take a look. But that's the main thing I wanted to talk about today, the Sugya Bava Metzia, the Ritva's explanation, that there be Mafsik, and the Tzura Chaim, and the. And the Rivosh's whole theme about that really it's a minhag and a rishus, and that's why he let his wife, you know, do it to him. If not, he would have put his foot down. He wouldn't let his wife drain a cup if it was a real halacha. And so these are big yisodos in the Yom Tov. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue. Wednesday, I think, there's a Shir Hashah, so we probably won't have the Shir on Wednesday. And Bez Hashem, Thursday, we'll... continue.
Was it 11:30
to 11:30 to 12? No. So this Thursday happens to be, we'll have the shiur from 11 to 12. And I'll give Chum a shiur at 12. And also they're coming from Yula for the Siyam Hashas, so then they want me to give them a shiur also on Thursday. So they might just come to that for the Chum a shiur. But the Chum a shiur will be at 12. But the regular shiur will be from 11 to 12. So we're not going to do what we normally do, the cats in the regular shiur, but we're going to do 11 to 12 this year, and then those don't, you know, have to leave, can leave, but now the Chumash shiur will be from 12 to 12:30. Okay, Rabbi Jose, anyone who did, you have the sign-up sheet? I never got the sign-up sheet back, if you can...